Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
God, I have but one wish that this day will never end because it is so much fun. I mean, we started off the show with Jerry Harrison, a rock and roll Hall of Fame talking heads. We had the creator of the most successful exercise tool that exists, the ab roller, Don Brown. We just had on the Grammy-nominated band, OK Go, Damien Kulash, who's just doing so many amazing things, and his videos are just incredible. But it does not ever end, and I'm so happy about that because we have the actor known for roles such as Streets of Fire, Eddie and the Cruisers, The Lincoln Lawyer, The Philadelphia Experiment, The Virgin Suicides, and more, Michael Paré, in the new movie, American Violence. Now, Michael, you've been acting for many, many years. You've been quoted as saying that Eddie and the Cruisers was your favorite role. So I've got to ask, is that still true? And if not, what is your favorite role that you've played?
Well, Eddie still is my favorite role. You know, it was my first movie role. And everything else is kind of evolved away from that. But, you know, I've been having a lot of fun in the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, playing some great character roles. And one is in American Violence. I play a really out there guy. But, you know, I had this cool role in Infiltrator, and I just did a role in Johnny Depp's new movie, Labyrinth. And, you know, growing up in the movie business, you have this point where you're the handsome, romantic leading man. And then as you get older, a lot of people drop out, but I've evolved into a character actor. So I've been having a lot of fun. And American Violence, I think people are really going to dig because it's an out there character.
In fact, let's talk about American Violence. And by the way, listeners, go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, and we'll have a link so that you could see the trailer. Now, you play a mob boss. How cool is that? As you progress through your career in acting, what do you feel has changed? And then let's also talk about your role at Mob Boss. So first of all, how do you feel that your career has changed as the type of characters you've played?
Well, you know, when I first came to Hollywood, I was playing a high school senior, right? You know, and now, you know, 36 years later, I'm playing grown men. I've even played a grandfather once. So,
wow.
What has changed? When I came to Hollywood, they only shot on film. Now they rarely shoot on film. So, you know, the technology has changed, and my roles, of course, have changed. I've become an older, deeper, richer kind of human being. I'm a dad and a husband. I've been married a long time, and, you know, I've been around the world, and I've done a lot of things. So I'm playing more complex people, I think.
So, yeah, let's talk about Mob Boss and American Violence. So briefly, what's the story about?
Well, the broad stroke is that it's about the capital punishment. And, you know, it's very easy for people to say, it's unbelievable what he did. He should be put to death for that. And this kind of explores how a person came to the point of, you know, committing murder. How did he get to the point of doing something that where he deserves to be put to death? You know, and it's very complex because, you know, the general public has to say, yeah, I don't care how he got around to killing, you know, 20 people. He still murdered 20 people. But this creates the controversy because you see the evolution of the character and what happened and how he got to be, you know, a murderer. And that's kind of cool. And the role that I play, it's not really a mob boss. I'm the guy who takes like a novice criminal, you know, who's doing, you know, barely enough to be incarcerated. I bring him along because I'm a career criminal. And we pull a couple of like very big robberies. And, you know, the longer you do it, the more evil your soul becomes, you know, the more convoluted and degenerate you become. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you become what you do.
Excellent. And we're talking with Michael Paré, who, well, he's been an actor known for his roles in Eddie and the Cruisers, Streets of Fire, Lincoln Lawyer, and now American Violence. Now, Michael, describe what you did and what it was like the first time, though, you were paid to do an acting job. I mean, many children, they grow up, they dream of being an actor, and then actually being able to get paid to be an actor is just a gigantic accomplishment. What was that like, and what role did you play?
It was on Greatest American Hero. My first day on the set of Stephen Cannell's first independent production was, back in early 1980. And the first scene I had ever where I walked on and I had to, act was with Robert Culp. So you can imagine, I was just a few months out of the kitchen, and literally out of the kitchen in New York, because, that's what I was doing when I got discovered and brought to Hollywood. And I walk on the set, and I had never been around cameras and all that stuff, and, I just had to keep an open mind. And they said, all right, when he says action, you have to walk and you have to stand on these tape marks, and you have to look at this guy, and you have to perform. And don't get in his light, and make sure you don't overlap. And it was one thing to be studying acting in New York, and it was another thing to be a professional actor. And I got to tell you, man, it just came to me. I had these really great shoes with these very thin soles. So when I walked in, I kind of dragged my feet. When I felt the tape, I knew to turn and look at them, and I didn't see a shadow on them. So I started acting, it was like landing on Mars, and just somehow I knew what to do.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. Now you're listening.
Yeah, and then Robert Culp in that first scene, he pulls I pull the switchblade, and he pulls out his 38 special. And I didn't know that much about props and stuff like that. So when he pointed this gun at me and I looked down the barrel, I saw the slugs. And I freaked out, and I slapped the gun out of the way, and I cursed him. I said, you point that at me again, I'll knock you, and they said, cut, Michael, what are you doing? I said, there's bullets in that gun.
And they said, great.
What do you mean there's bullets in that gun? I said, look down, because with the revolver, you can see the different chambers, and you can see, I said, there's bullets in that gun. I said, Michael, they're not real.
Something you'll never forget.
No, I'll never forget that. That was my first, that was my first experience in Hollywood.
Now, Eddie, you're known for, Eddie Wilson from Eddie and the Cruisers. And Eddie had said, quote, I want to be remembered for the music or not at all. Michael, what is your legacy? What do you want to be remembered for?
This isn't that exciting. I want to be remembered. I am a great dad. I have a great son, and he's doing fantastic, and he's found his way in life, and he's found his career. And we've had this wonderful father, we had this wonderful family experience. And the reason, I don't know if I will be remembered for that, but I think that's the most important thing I've contributed to, America, is I've been a good dad, and my son is fine, upstanding citizen, and contributing to our society and our culture. And I'm going to see him this weekend, and I'm married to his mom. And in Hollywood, it's so common for actors to lose their way and forget that our job is to emote as people. And sometimes when actors become celebrities, they forget that they're just people. And I think you become a deeper, richer actor if you remember that life is much simpler than we make it out.
And we're talking with Michael Paré, known for his roles in Eddie and the Cruisers, Streets of Fire, Lincoln Lawyer, Virgin Suicides, new movie American Violence. And you're listening to Alliances Heroes. Be a hero with David Kogan, alliances.com, where entrepreneurs align. And Michael, we've got about a little less than 1 minute left, and you talked about being a father. You talked about your son. And, many children dream of having Hollywood career in TV and film. What advice do you have for children who want to grow up and, be an actor like you?
It's a mistake.
Well, there goes that.
And I'll go to school, study, train, seriously train. You know, don't learn, you know, these simple Hollywood tricks. Learn the craft of acting. You know, learn, you know, study great plays. Watch great movies. Watch great performances. If you just want to get rich and famous, I have no advice for you. But if you want to become a great actor, you got to. I still train. I still go to class. And I still, I'm doing a scene from A View from the Bridge on February 3rd in one of these theaters in L.A.
Excellent. Well,
you don't stop training. It's like a musician. They practice every day.
Excellent. I love it. Well, Michael, don't stop training. You're an entertainer. You've been doing it for more than 35 years. From your first time you came on the screen, you've captivated audiences and continue to inspire others. You're a hero, Michael Perret. Go see American Violence. Catch the trailer at alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. And it's been an amazing morning. And thank you to Loopy Docs, Glue, our producer, for helping to put together this show. For all your editing needs, LUPIDOCS.com. This is David Kogan with Alliances.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliances Heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.